Hey there, everyone. How you all doing? It is my monthly update, arriving a little bit later than it normally does in the month. I am still in Australia. You'll have to excuse the background noise that might come and go today. I'm recording somewhere with a bit of traffic outside. So yeah, I'm still in Australia in the final days of my time here, actually. So I've been here for 5 weeks now, five and a little bit weeks. And I have had a great time. It's been really, really good. This trip back was a long time coming, and it's been totally worth it. Yeah, like five and a bit weeks of just reconnecting with my family, spending time with them, all my old high school buddies, a bunch of other friends from London who've moved back. I went on a road trip with my dad for a few days. That was great. Me and him also went to Sydney to see my brother and his family. I got to spend time with my four-month-old nephew, who I met for the first time, and my other nephew, who is almost 4 years old, so I haven't seen him since he was crawling around on the floor. And finally, I get to spend time with him when he can talk and interact and we can play and all this kind of stuff. So that was really, really cool. I really wanted to make a good impression on him because I don't know when I'm going to see him again. So I brought like a bunch of presents over, which I think was probably a good thing and a bad thing. I really wanted to, like, I wasn't afraid to, you know, buy his love basically because I haven't seen him in so long. And I don't know when I'll see him again. But at the same time, once he realized that I was a source for presents, I think every day he was like, "Do you have more presents? Do you have more presents?" And so I think maybe I was a little bit too effective. But it went really well. He declared me his favorite, which I don't know if you've ever been the favorite of a 3 or 4 year old before, but it's exhausting. Like, it's fun, but man, like, they have so much energy. It's a little overwhelming. Yeah, like, I'm not a parent myself, but a lot of my friends are. And even just spending a little bit more extended time with my nephew, I kind of understand why my friends with kids are so tired all the time. So yeah, that was fantastic. And yeah, like, you know, I spent time at the beach, just going jogging around the city, just making the most of like the really beautiful weather, which is so much better than what I'm going to be going back to in London. I'm a little bit, like, I'm going to be really sad to leave Australia because I've had a really good time here this time. And going back to London will have its positives, but the weather over there is diabolical and I'm not really looking forward to that. And so, but the whole time I've been here, I've been working quite hard, actually. Harder than I maybe originally intended to. But with the YouTube channel getting deleted, I wanted to try a few different things. So I've sort of, you know, I was doing the Facebook stuff, which I've mentioned before. And I started a Pornhub account, which is basically just reposting older works that are repurposed for Pornhub. So if you want to follow me over there, check it out. By all means, go for it. But I don't think you'd be seeing anything you wouldn't have seen before if you're a consistent fan. Yeah, the Facebook thing, it's fun and it's interesting. I'm acquiring followers over there slowly. But I don't know how it's translating into Patreon. So if anyone here has basically signed up from finding me on Facebook, please let me know. Drop a comment or something below and say hi, so I can have some idea of whether or not it's working. Facebook, I mean, Facebook means that you've got to pay for ads to get found, basically, if you're running a business page. So yeah, I'd like to know if it's sort of like paying off. Bit of a mystery at the moment. It's hard to really get the metrics and get your head around whether or not that's happening. Yeah, and what else? Yeah, so the whole time I've been here, like, I haven't actually minded working that much because I've sort of just had so much free time that it's kind of given me something to do. And I mean, if 5.5 weeks of just staying at my parents' places, I don't really know what else I would have done if I wasn't working day after day. But it has also meant that, like, in other ways, I've felt very disconnected from my working life just because I'm away from home and my usual habits and routines, and sort of it's more about squeezing in work when I can than just having like a real schedule. So I am kind of looking forward to getting back and reconnecting with my working life a bit more effectively and having a bit more of a routine. I think that'll be good for me. And yeah, I've got some work lined up to post over the next week. So I will be... Yeah, I might post the first episode of the next series today on here, shortly after this. And then I think that should last through about a week, so that'll cover my final days in Australia, my lengthy flight back to London, and then the first few days in London when I'm sort of, you know, unpacking, washing things, getting back on my feet, getting back into the routine, stocking the fridge with groceries and all that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, I'll be back into my working life somewhat normally, and we'll begin writing the next series, which is going to be about, I think, your friend's hot Dilfy dad, who you get to know a little bit better over the course of maybe 3 or 4 episodes. I'm looking forward to this one. I think I have a pretty clear vision of how I want it to go. So I'm looking forward to sitting down and being able to write that one. And that'll probably pop up at the end of this month or maybe early next month. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. What else have I got to talk about? Yeah, I don't know. I think that's most of it. My time here has been great, but like, you know, nothing sort of like super exciting. Just hanging out with friends and going to the pub and having good times, going to the beach, that kind of stuff. Funnily enough, something happened yesterday. In fact, I was like walking to my dad's house and I bumped into these two guys on the street who were filming a video, and we got to talking, and it was my first time ever meeting other YouTubers, which I've never actually done before. Yeah, he was like a local political I think he does a bunch of different stuff on YouTube, but at the moment he's focusing on like voting and the upcoming Australian elections and stuff like this, which was quite funny talking to them. We talked about what they were doing for a long time, and then they were like, "What do you do?" And I was like, "Well, funny you ask. They were interviewing people earlier in the day, but they didn't interview me. And I was like, okay, I'll tell you who I am, but you now know the truth behind my identity, so please don't tell anyone." Which is quite funny. But yeah, it was kind of cool, like just bumping into some other YouTubers like that. The walk between my mum's house and my dad's house is usually extremely uninteresting. So yeah, it was kind of a funny thing to happen. But yeah, apart from that, I'll be flying back very soon. So my next couple of days are going to be really busy, having dinner with dad tonight, having lunch with mum tomorrow, seeing some friends at the pub on Tuesday night. And those will probably be my final engagements before I wrap everything up and fly back. Which I am not looking forward to. I don't like flying. I don't find it scary or anything. I just find it intensely boring. And the flight back to Australia, it's a 24-hour trip. The flight back to London, it's like a 24-hour trip door to door, which is just so tedious and so boring. I think on the flight here, I watched like 5 movies. I couldn't even tell you what they were off the top of my head. Like, you know, you just go into that like airplane mode where, I don't know, I just feel like I'm in a trance or something and I'm just waiting for the time to pass. So yeah, I'm not particularly looking forward to the flight. But it will be nice to get back home and be with my stuff and get back into painting again, which I haven't done. I bought a tablet with me on this trip so that I could like try digital painting, but just can't really. I just struggle to get into it. So I didn't really do much of that. But yeah, anyway, it's almost 9 minutes of me talking, and I'm once again, I always feel like I just end up rambling, so I'm going to leave it here, and I will say thank you to everyone carrying over your subscriptions into the month of April. Thank you to everyone for your continuing patronage. Thank you to the new signups. As always, very, very, very grateful for your support, and I will be back. Yeah, I think I might post the first episode of the next series later today. I might get onto that for work next and just get it ready to post. So you will be hearing from me again very, very soon. All right. See you later. Bye.